Democrat Mark Kelly labels Trump a disabled president in interview with The Atlantic. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 21, 2026. Senator Mark Kelly, D-Oz, described President Donald Trump as a disabled president during an interview with The Atlantic when asked if the country was ready to have a disabled first lady. During an interview with The Atlantic's Mark Leibovich, Kelly, a former astronaut and the husband of gun control proponent and former Representative Gabby Giffords, D-Oz, was asked if Kelly thought America was ready to have a disabled first lady. Kelly responded by stating that in his opinion, we have a disabled president right now. Kelly's comments come as he has been reported to be mulling a potential run for president in 2028. The Democrat senator's wife was almost killed after being shot in the head and grievously wounded in a mass shooting in 2011. As a result, Giffords was left with acute damage to the area of her brain that controls speech, according to the outlet. The near assassination ended Giffords's career in Congress and his in space. She was left with acute damage to the area of her brain that controls speech. Kelly was compelled by circumstance to create a new course for himself as a caregiver to his wife, Democratic senator, possible candidate for president, and severe critic of President Trump and his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth. The outlet also noted that as a result of the shooting, Giffords was left with a condition known as non-fluent aphasia, which is described as affecting a person's ability to relay events or stories. It also does not affect intelligence. Kelly has criticized the Trump administration on several occasions, and during a recent interview with MS Now, Kelly stated that the Trump administration was flailing on its Iran policy. Every service member who volunteers to join the U.S. military deploy overseas, they understand the risk. The risk is from doing something that's in furtherance of our safety and our national security. And people get that. I flew 39 combat missions in the first Gulf War. We've got millions of veterans that have fought overseas, over the years, over the decades. And, you know, that's part of the deal. What you don't expect is to have a president that takes us into a conflict without an explainable strategic goal, without a plan, without a timeline, without an exit strategy, Kelly said. And what I see now is I see an administration flailing. Kelly has also claimed Trump is trying to silence him because he calls out his bullshit.